Hi, I'm Emily with the Limitless Female Podcast. You're listening to a bonus episode. I coach Emily on how to feel while teaching her teenager how to drive.
Woman, welcome. If you're a mama who is feeling all the feels of motherhood, the ups and downs of hormones, and maybe even depression, then you are in the right place. Limitless Female is your confident inner voice, helping you master your mood and create the epic life that calls you. My goal is to show you just how enough you are so you can show up limitless in your own life. Let's get started.
Hey everybody, what a fun surprise I get to chat with you on this not Friday morning. I hope you guys are doing great and possibly going through similar things that my clients are going through. So I got to coach Emily. That's right, we have the same name, so don't get confused. About her teenager who is learning how to drive. Now, I don't know if any of you guys are in the same boat, but I have also been teaching my teen how to drive, and it is a new one for me. I have found that each of these new situations and milestones that we come to with our kids, it's like we're supposed to already know how to do it, let alone never taking a course on how to teach your child how to drive. But how about how to feel when they don't like the way we teach them how to drive? So that's what this episode will hopefully help you with, that it will help you figure out how to feel and what to think when your teenager maybe prefers their dad to teach them how to drive or doesn't like the way you wince when they turn slowly into oncoming traffic on the left turn, or when they get upset with you. All the things that may happen, possibly. Unless, you know, your life is just sparkly beautiful, that's awesome too. But if your life is like mine, then this episode will help you. Emily was so vulnerable and amazing letting us share this coaching session with you. And I know you guys will get a lot out of it. So without any more chatting, here is Emily.
But I did have an experience with my daughter this morning that I've been like ruminating about all day and trying to figure out like, okay, how can I, like, I mostly feel okay about it, but I feel like because I keep ruminating on it, that it's just going to like keep coming up, you know? Mm-hmm. So she just started driving, mm-hmm. and she's my oldest. So this is my first experience having a student driver, which, you know, has been mostly fine. Like, she hasn't done anything catastrophic. And I think initially, you know, when I had to like really explain things, mm-hmm. you know, like how to turn, how to park, how to turn on the windshield wipers, like all these things, like she was just getting information and not like positive feedback, right? Mm. Because there wasn't anything positive give yet.
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't anything to give yet, right? Like, she hadn't been doing it enough to like have positive feedback. So she just kept getting instruction. Mm-hmm. So then it created this like relationship where she is now telling me that she is stressed out driving with me. Mm-hmm. So I have been super conscious of making sure I point out things she's doing well. And if there's something little that she doesn't do well, like, I don't say anything about it. Like, if it's not a big deal, like, and I know she knows how to do it, then I don't say anything. If it's something that is bigger and needs instruction, then I'll say something. So like this morning, she was driving to the school. I pointed out, I think, 4 or 5 things that she was doing well. Mm-hmm. And then she was making a left turn at a light, and there was a car coming towards us, and there was enough space to go, but she didn't turn on her blinker. And she was like slowly easing into this turn. And I'm watching these other headlights coming at us. And I was like, okay, turn, okay, turn. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to get T-boned, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm on the passenger side. So then we get through there and she's like, I said, okay, just remember to turn on your blinker next time. You know, and I wasn't like mad or yelling or anything, but she goes, you know, I was talking about this with dad, and I do not like driving with you because I get so tense because you're going to tell me what to fix and what I'm doing wrong all the time. And so I pointed out to her that, like, hey, did you notice before the correction, I pointed out 4 or 5 things that you were doing well. Like, did you notice that? Because I'm really trying hard to do that. And she's like, oh yeah, thanks. And then I said, when you get tense in the car because you're driving with me, that is because you've like created this thought in your mind that I'm going to correct you. So if you can try and remember that I am doing my best to point out positives, and I'm only giving instruction when there needs to be instruction, then this will help you not be as tense in the car. And she just was like, just stop talking to me, okay? It's fine. And so then I thought, like, okay, what am I supposed to do? Like, it's a lose-lose situation. I feel like no matter what I do, she's going to continue to feel tense in the car with me. Mm-hmm. And I don't, and I'm the one who drives with her the most because I'm the one who's around more. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, I don't know how to remedy this. And I was trying to like,
you're right though. Either way, it is a lose-lose when your goal is to help her not be tense while you're driving with her.
Right. So that's because, where I'm stuck.
because you don't have that power. You never did. Cause you're going, What can I do right? So she doesn't feel stressed.
Well, just like she also like, and I was trying to kind of do the same thing for her. I'm like, you can't control if I like suck in a breath because you get a little bit close to a mailbox. Like mm-hmm. you can't control if I do that or not. And if that makes you feel tense, like I'm sorry, but you are a new driver mm-hmm. and I'm doing and my I am best scared. To point out, and I'm doing my best to point out positive things. And there's legit reasons for why I'm a little bit nervous with you driving.
Right. But if the circumstance is that she says she's stressed, I'm stressed out driving with you, right? Like if we took that phrase that she told you, that she told her husband, your husband, sorry. Right. What do you think about that? About her saying that she's stressed out driving with you?
It's hurtful. Like okay. It shouldn't be. I shouldn't take it personally, but I do.
Mm-hmm. Why is it hurtful?
Because I don't want to be doing it either. and I am, but I know it's an important skill that she needs to learn. So I am sacrificing the ease of driving myself, mm-hmm. right? Because it's a lot easier for me to just jump in the driver's seat mm-hmm. and allowing her to learn.
So when she says, when the circumstance is, I don't want to drive, I don't like driving with you. What is your thought about that? That I'm the one I'm sacrificing to do this?
Yeah, like I'm doing something for you and it's an important thing.
Well, and kind of how you said was, I don't want to drive with you either. Like I'm doing this as a, right? As a service to you, right?
Right. Cause it's important. I know it's important and I want her to learn. It doesn't help that she's like, that she like fights us about it too. And I'm like, this is dumb. Why are you fighting? And I guess that's maybe like, I hear that a lot of teenagers are like this these days. I remember like wanting to get in the driver's seat as soon as I could when mm-hmm. I was a kid. Like I'm 15. All right. I get my permit. Like I'm driving every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't get it.
Yeah.
Anyway. So it's like, so I too,
when you like, think that
she's like, ungrateful.
Yes. She's ungrateful. That was, I was going to say, you have this thought, like, I don't want to drive with you either. I'm doing you a service. Therefore you're being ungrateful if you don't enjoy it. Right.
Right. Or if you just like, if your response is, I don't like this with you.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Okay, when you think she's being ungrateful, you feel hurt.
Right.
Okay, when you feel hurt, what do you do? How do you think it affects? Because this is the part of like, why do you care? Like, why do you want to change this interaction? What happens when you're hurt? How does that perpetuate this driving situation?
It turns more into a like lecture, right? Like I felt like I respond by letting her know all the things I'm doing to try and make this mm-hmm. better for her.
Yeah. You literally lecture about all the things that you do.
Right. And then she responds basically with a, I don't care. I mean, that's not what she says, but she's like, okay, thanks. I gotta go. Bye. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, teenage talk for, I don't care.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think that your thought is she's being ungrateful or she doesn't care.
Right.
Like all that I'm doing.
So then it just is this cycle of like, she continues to not want to do it. I continue to not want to do it either. Mm-hmm. Right. But I'm still like working to help her learn this. So I'm going to keep enforcing that she needs to do it.
Yeah.
And then
you're like, well, I have to do it. So you're going to keep showing up.
Right.
But you're not enjoying yourself. And you said she's not enjoying herself.
For the most part, no.
I mean, the fact that you don't really want to be there and she doesn't really want to be there is probably not ideal.
Right.
Ideally, you guys would both want to be doing it, right? That's the probably the ideally result you want. Yeah. So what's the result from you feeling hurt? And then you said it turns in more of a lecture. By the way, this is exactly my cycle too. Mm-hmm. And then you list all the things that you've done, like all the work and all the way you're there for her and how you've complimented her and how you're trying, right? You do all that. What's the result from that?
I mean, today it's just been like replaying it mm-hmm. over and over. It's not that I'm not going to show up. I'm not going to stop, but I ruminate on it. Mm-hmm. That's been the result today.
Yeah, so that's still the action line. But you're right. That's also what feeling hurt does. Has you ruminating because you're trying to figure out what I do wrong, right? That's still also the action line. What I think that you believe the result is, if you were doing a model, is in the result you would put, she still doesn't like driving with me.
Sure. Yes.
Right? Because that's her result though.
Right.
And that's why you feel stuck, because you're going to keep trying to change either the circumstance, which would be like even upping your compliments, right? Or maybe driving less or having your husband drive with her, right? You might change the circumstance and right. trying and do that in order to change the result, which is her result. So it's kind of a lose-lose because the circumstance doesn't really affect your result. And also you're not trying to even change your result. You're trying to change her result. This is why you feel stuck.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So what is a result that you are creating for you when you think the thought, I don't want to drive with her, she's being ungrateful, when you feel hurt and then you lecture and you think about it all day, does it make you want to drive with her more?
No.
Yeah. Does it make you think about all the ways she's a great driver?
Nope.
Nope. It makes you think about all the reasons you don't like driving with her, right?
Right.
Yeah. And all the reasons maybe you want your husband to drive with her, but he can't.
Right.
Right. I think the result is that you believe that you have to drive with her. Like that's the feeling of feeling stuck, right? Like, I don't want to drive with her, but I want to learn these things. Ergo, I have to do it.
Right.
I mean, I think that's what we describe when we say like we feel stuck is, I don't want to do something. I don't want to feel this way. I don't want them to feel this way, but we just have to go at it again.
Right.
Right. But where is that result coming from? This result of you like just furthering not enjoying this experience with her. Do you know where that's coming from?
My thoughts.
Yeah. From your thought, I don't want to drive with you either, but I'm here.
Right.
Right. It feels like it's from her and all of her thoughts and her things she says to you about not wanting to be there and her being ungrateful. But really it's your thought that I don't want to be here with you either, but I have to. And so I'm going to show up. It sounds nice. Like I'm going to show up positive. I'm going to give you things, but that little underlying thought of like, I don't really want to do this either. So you should be grateful because it's a sacrifice, right?
Right.
We have those thoughts all the time. We even could be right. It doesn't even matter because that thought, like this is a sacrifice I'm doing for you. It makes you feel hurt every time you think that.
Right.
Like this is a sacrifice you don't see. And then therefore you create pain for yourself.
Right.
And then from that pain, yeah, you list all the things you do, hoping that she will the circumstance will change, right? That she'll say something different and you can feel differently.
Right.
Yeah. So let's think about this thought that like, this is a sacrifice that you're doing for her, that you have to do for her.
Right.
So why do you think it's a sacrifice?
Because it would be easier to do it myself. So
to drive yourself?
To drive her to whatever her thing. Yeah, it would be easier for me to just jump in and drive.
You sure?
Yeah, it'd be a lot easier.
It wouldn't be physically
In the short term. It'd be easier in the, oh yeah, it is. I like driving. It's way easier.
I know, but like physically, it takes less energy, physical energy to sit next to her in the car. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
I just want to separate out the part that's like mental and the part that's physical, right? Like you don't have to push the brake or the thing. You don't have to move the blinker. You just have to be watching. Yeah.
Sure.
You got to talk. You got to move your mouth and talk, right?
She'd but prefer me not to.
Okay. So she'd prefer even less chatting. So you have to open your mouth to keep yourself safe and to tell her what to do, right? I just want to show you that the part that's harder is all the mental gymnastics your brain is doing because you're telling yourself, this is so hard. Like, I don't want to be here, but I'm here. Why doesn't she want to be here? But you don't want to be there either, right? You'd prefer your husband could do it. Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe you can find some common ground there. The not talking to her about it, but just the understanding that just like how she doesn't want to be there, you also don't want to be there.
I'm not sure that would work for my child.
No, don't tell
her.
She
would use that against me. Don't tell her. I told her that.
No, don't tell her. I just mean for you in your head to find some common ground. Like when she says, I don't want to be here. And that seems hurtful. Does it have any reflection on how you feel about her when you think the thought, I don't want to be here either?
No.
No. How come? Tell me why that's different. Why is that not about how you feel about her?
Because, I mean, I still love her. Like that doesn't change just because I don't want to have her drive in the car. Like,
yeah. Why? What is the driving about? It's not about her.
The driving is just about learning something. My kids complain a lot about learning. See, we're coming back to complaining.
Yeah.
And how much it bothers me.
So you still love her, but you don't like her complaining. You don't like a behavior she does, right?
Right.
Okay. So when she says, I want dad to drive with me, could it be possible that she loves you, but she doesn't like being critiqued or educated or taught?
Sure. Yeah. Or she doesn't like the way I do it. Anyway.
But you don't like the way she complains. I mean, a different child might be a different at driving, right? You don't like the way she does it either because she complains. That's her way of doing it. And you don't like that, right?
Right.
So whatever she labels it, maybe your idea of teaching, she labels it as nagging or criticizing. So she might say, but I don't like the way she does it. And right. You feel like you're being very factual and straightforward. She could easily say, I don't like how she criticizes me. It doesn't mean she's right. It just means that's the thought she has that makes her feel uptight and stressed and right. It's a behavior that she's labeled of yours. It's a thought she has about the way you're showing up. Do you see how this is not really about you?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is still about me though, right? Like she's having the thought because of me. So it is about me and her.
Not because of you. She's choosing a thought about something you're doing and labeling it as nagging or criticizing. And when she thinks that, it feels stressful to her. Just like when you think that her talking or saying words is complaining, when you choose that thought, it feels frustrating to you, which the result is you don't enjoy being with her.
Okay, so if she is in the moment, how do I choose a thought that's different?
Well, I just want to point out to you first that just the same way that you not wanting to drive in the car with her has nothing to do with how you feel about her. Because I want to first kind of like wiggle loose this idea that it's hurtful that she wants your husband to drive with her.
She doesn't want to drive at all.
Okay, even that. Yeah. Or it's hurtful that she doesn't see all the compliments that you're giving her, or it's hurtful that she doesn't see how hard you're trying.
Right.
Her not seeing that is just her thoughts. It has nothing to do with, first of all, how much she loves you. But besides that, has nothing to do with whether or not you're lovable or you're a good teacher or whether or not you're a great mom, right? Like that has nothing. It's so far removed. We don't even realize it. We just think they're one and the same. She doesn't want to drive with you, right? So she doesn't like see all that you do. So she doesn't love you. Like we connect the dots. And the truth is she doesn't want to drive with you because when you talk, she makes things mean she's being criticized.
Right.
But nowhere in there is you're not somebody who's she loves. And then even beyond that, it doesn't even matter if she loves you, you're lovable. Not right. Everyone's going to find thoughts that they, where they can feel that way about everybody. Cause they're not going to choose to at the moment. That's okay. It doesn't change how lovable and how, what a giving mother you are. Right.
Sure.
Do you see that like distinction?
Right.
So yeah. I just wanted to wiggle that loose first a little bit. The grateful part, the part where it hurts a little bit.
Right. Okay.
Now I want to offer to you, what if your role or your, the outcome that you wanted was not her outcome, but was your outcome, which meaning instead of your goal being like, okay, today, the way I'm going to teach, I'm going to offer 5 compliments for every 1 teaching moment so that she's not stressed. The, so that part, that's the result you're trying to create. And you're
right.
It's a lose, lose.
And I can't do right. that.
Yes. It's a lose, lose because you cannot create her feelings.
Right.
Right. So let's find a better goal that you can actually achieve that has nothing to do with what she says you did on that driving trip. Like if it's like, okay, she might not feel better, but my goal is to compliment 5 for every teaching moment.
Sure.
Right. And I'm going to do that because that's the mom. That's the kind of mom driver I want to be. I want to be a driver that my daughter tells me something bothers her and I make adjustments, but not, she might not change the way she feels. And that's fine. I didn't do it to change the way she feels. I did it because I'm a mom who learns and adjusts just like I want my daughter to do. I want my daughter to hear my critiques in the car and I want her to not take it personal and just adjust. That's the kind of mom you are.
I mean, that all makes sense. So the thing today that I think bugged her is that like when you're about to get T-boned, right? Like I was like, okay, cool. Like I sucked in a breath. I was a little bit uptight, but like not mad, like mm-hmm. not at all. That's the thing that like set her off. And I'm like, sorry, I can't control if I'm like scared that we're about to get hit. How am I supposed to react any differently?
Mm-hmm. But what's the answer to that? Because your brain is answering it in a way that's keeping you stuck instead of the real answer, which is you can't. You're like, how am I supposed to react differently? What is your lower brain telling you? You should react differently.
That I should react differently because yes. then she wouldn't
be upset.
Respond. Right. She won't respond upset at me.
Now we have
like
the thought.
I can't. Like right. that is just how I respond when it looks like something might happen that would damage car or life.
Yes. Like it's a natural response, right? So now you see it in the light of day, like your brain telling you like, I need to be different. So she's happy. Like I need to be calmer. But when we say that out loud, the answer is I cannot be calmer because this is a physiological response to danger. To the point where if she's like, mom, I don't want you to do that. You almost want to laugh because you're like, I can't help it. Like I am legitimately scared. So there's nothing I can do, right? Instead of being upset with her and then upset with yourself, trying to figure out how you can be better. It's okay if she doesn't get it. You cannot not be scared. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I like to answer those questions when I hear myself being like, what am I supposed to do? I like to pause and go like, what is my brain answering that question? Because that's the problem child, that thought.
Right.
Okay. When I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I'm trying really hard. I know the real thought is like, I'm supposed to be different than I am. And I can't be any better than I am. But then when that's in the light of day, I can look at it and be like, why am I supposed to be different than I am? What would I be trying to achieve? What's the result that I would get from being different than I am? And it's usually trying to change other people. oh, I have to be different than I am, so my child is happier. But those,
you but nothing I do that. Is going to change no. who they are.
No. Yeah. She might just be a stressed out driver. She totally can think that somebody else is going to help her. That's fine. And maybe it would, but you could just be like, she's just a stressed out driver.
Yeah, I think she's just a stressed out driver.
Yeah, and maybe bring some humor, you know? Maybe laugh when, you know, I was terrified and we have to stop and talk about it because I don't want to get hit. But I told my son too, I said, he took his first left turn into the seminary road. And, but it's a really tiny little farm road and there's all these cars leaving seminary. So we had never done that turn where then he has to like correct right away instead of like keep turning, you know? So I'm like realizing, you know, I hadn't taught it yet. No one teaches us how to teach driving. So I'm like, turn your wheel, you know? And like, also with the left turns, I told him like, if you're on a busier road, they're coming way faster. So you can't decide to turn and then mosey your way over. If you decide to turn, you need to go for it. Like, so I feel like if he was mad at me, I would legitimately be laughing and be like, I'm sorry. I care about my life. Like, we're going to talk about it. So it's okay for your daughter to be stressed out. She should be stressed out. That means she's like an attentive driver, right?
Right.
So just use it to your advantage. At least she's not like a wild, you know, driver.
Well, but she's blaming the stress on me.
That's all right. You know where the stress comes from, right?
Your thoughts.
Her. She's creating the stress. That's right. If she thinks it's you. Right. I mean, our kids mostly think all their problems come from us.
Especially when they're 15.
Especially when they're 15. Yeah, because my son's 15. I feel like I spend the most time with him. And then my kids know I look at their texts and I'll see texts where he's like, my parents basically want to ruin my life. I'm like, oh my gosh, these kids. Like, I'm like, really? Like, you're telling your friend this and I am there for you like 24/7, but that's okay because you're like their safe space. You're never going to leave them. They know you're going to show back up in the car. Even if they say, I wish dad was doing it. They know you're still going to come and you don't have to, but if you're like, no, I want to teach him how to drive and it doesn't hurt because I know it has nothing to do with me, the way she's feeling. And even if it was, your likability, lovability, how great a mother you are has nothing to do with her experience of you driving. That's just her experience.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like my mom needed this when my siblings and I were driving because I don't remember being annoyed. Maybe I was. I don't remember being annoyed, but I do remember two of my sisters who would get so irritated anytime because my mom didn't say much. She wasn't like overly correcting, but if she got nervous, she would sit in the chair and go,
yeah, I do that when my husband drives. So yeah,
I do it when my husband drives. Yes. My husband's a little bit crazy, but they would get so annoyed at that sound.
Oh,
like, and they would comment on it and she would get hurt.
Oh yeah.
Right. So now I'm like, oh, I get it. I get why she felt hurt.
Yes.
Anyway, so she could have benefited from this.
I think it's just that part of like having your own back. When you answer that question, like, what am I supposed to do? It's like nothing.
Right. That
you're fine. Normal. Yeah. To be, yes. I mean, so when you have your own back, when you've already answered that question and they're like, mom, don't do that. It's easy to laugh and be like, sorry. Like it's not changing. I'm sorry. I'm scared. There's no shame, right? I'm sorry that bothers you, but I literally can't help it.
Right.
Right. So, and it's like, it's all right. If you don't like driving with me, I'm the one you got. So you want to drive or not.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. No, that makes sense. Again. Okay.
I tell you all the time, like we are literally in every same part of life. My son just got his permit too.
My gosh. It's like, oh, yeah.
Thank you, Emily, so much for getting coached.
If you have questions about anything you've learned here on the podcast or want help with something going on in your own life, hop on a free coaching call with me. In just 30 minutes, you'll have real tools for your unique situation. Go to limitlessfemalecoaching.com/work with me, or you can find a link in the show notes below. Spots are limited, so grab one before you miss it.